Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, May 8th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, American Logistics in the Western Allied Invasion of Germany. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into the depths of Wikipedia articles to bring you the stories, facts, and insights that shape our world. Today, we're exploring an essential yet often overlooked aspect of history, American logistics in the Western Allied invasion of Germany. I'm your host, Alloy, guiding you through this fascinating narrative where strategy, coordination, and sheer determination played pivotal roles in one of history's most significant military campaigns. Let's set the stage. It's the spring of 1945. The Allies are steadily advancing through Western Europe with eyes firmly set on the ultimate goal, defeating Nazi Germany. While the bravery of soldiers on the front lines often takes the spotlight, the logistics supporting these efforts were nothing short of monumental. Now, why is logistics so important? You might ask. Imagine this, moving vast amounts of troops, supplies, and equipment over varied terrain under constant threat. It's like trying to solve an immense, high-stakes puzzle. The Western Allies, particularly the United States, had to master the complex art of logistics to ensure success. This military strategy involved transportation, supply lines, maintenance, and planning. An incredible web of resource management ensured the troops were fed, armed, and ready at a moment's notice. Think of it as the backbone of the invasion, a behind-the-scenes operation that determined the success of frontline battles. Let's take a closer look at some figures to appreciate the scale here. By March 1945, American forces in the European theater of operations had moved approximately 12 million tons of supplies, including food, fuel, ammunition, and medical supplies. Imagine the vastness of that number. So, how did they achieve this logistical feat? Well, through a combination of infrastructure, technology, and human ingenuity. One key element was the establishment of depots. These acted as hubs for sorting and distributing supplies. The largest of these, known as the Red Ball Express, was a system of convoys that ran around the clock, delivering essential goods to the front lines. It was an operation as critical as it was massive, comprising thousands of trucks covering routes from the French coast to Germany. Could you imagine coordinating such a convoy today? How would modern technology change the equation? Perhaps a thought worth pondering. Fuel was another critical factor in maintaining momentum. So-called pipelines under the ocean, or Pluto, delivered gasoline directly under the English Channel, ensuring a constant supply of fuel to advancing armored divisions. This enabled mobility and speed, critical components that allowed the Allied forces to press their advantage. But here's an interesting observation. Logistics wasn't just about delivering supplies. It was also about communication and adaptation. The rapid movement of troops often meant infrastructure like bridges and railroads had to be repaired or constructed quickly. Hence, engineering units played a vital role alongside traditional combat forces. Anecdotally, there's a story about a bridge, the Ludendorff Bridge at Remagen, which American forces captured intact, allowing troops to cross the Rhine River, a pivotal moment that hastened the fall of Germany. This event underscores the intertwining of logistics and tactical operations. In today's world, do you think our appreciation or perhaps our understanding of the term logistics is as nuanced? How do logistics shape our daily lives? Perhaps in ways we don't often realize. One cannot overlook the human element in this giant machine. Many of the drivers in these convoys were African-American soldiers from segregated units. Their contributions were both immense and essential, yet often overlooked. The Red Ball Express, for instance, became famous largely due to the relentless efforts of these drivers, navigating through difficult terrain and often under fire. It's worth reflecting on how shared effort and diverse backgrounds come together in pivotal historical moments. The conclusion of the war in Europe on May 8, 1945, marked a triumph not only of military might, but of extraordinary logistical achievement. the Allied invasion of Germany showcased how strategic groundwork, married with innovative logistics, could topple one of the most formidable regimes in history. The collaborative effort among nations also reshaped post-war Europe, setting a foundation for peace and rebuilding. As we reflect on this intricate tapestry of historical logistics, consider what parallels you might draw to today's challenges. Whether it's global supply chains or distribution networks, the principles of coordination, resourcefulness, and teamwork remain just as relevant. We've covered a lot of ground today, and I hope this exploration has piqued your interest in the seemingly invisible yet vital world of logistics. Before we wrap up, here's a call to action for you. Take a moment to recognize and appreciate the logistics in your own life, be it at work, at home, or in your community. How does understanding and improving these networks enhance the lives of those around you? Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. Join me next time as we continue to unearth the intriguing narratives hidden within the pages of Wikipedia. Until then, keep curious, stay informed, and never underestimate the power of a good logistical plan.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, American Logistics in the Western Allied Invasion of Germany. Thanks for listening. See you next time.